My name is Abiola Wealth. Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Formula Podcast, and welcome to a new week. I pray for you this week. May your eyes be open to see your opportunity. May you not miss out on your advantage. You will be first served where it is not enough. You are blessed and highly favored in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. It has been a whole week of not showing up for this podcast. I have been on a week break, not because I don't want to put out this podcast, but because I had a cracked voice and I decided to rest the voice so that I can continue to utilize it some other time. And I want to apologize for not giving a prior notice towards this action. I was not notified too that my voice will not be able to carry on after the last podcast we had. So I'm sorry for that, and I pray that nothing will take our tools. I discovered that my voice is one of the greatest tools I have for this podcast, and it has to be well taken care of. So I believe it's better now. If I've gone ahead last week to share podcast, you may not hear what I'm saying. And if you are hearing me, the voice will not be very good. So bear with me for that 1 week of break. We are coming back now. Starting from today, you continue to receive this podcast again and again. And don't forget, we still continue in our teaching series captioned Unlocking the Proverbs of Money. We are going to be looking at another proverb that says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Starting from our next episode, I'm going to be explaining what this proverb means. What does it mean to boast not of tomorrow? Is it that we are not to plan for tomorrow? Is it that we are not to talk about tomorrow? These are some of the questions I will be answering in explaining this proverb. It will be a wonderful time talking about a proverb like this. Thank you for listening. God bless you. See you in our next episode. Stay connected.